Hey guys, diving into the high performance clip for today with Roland Frazier talking about positivity. Now, normally I wouldn't throw in a clip, just a general clip about positivity, but Roland has created enough success in his life while being a very happy and positive and optimistic individual. And it says a lot about the ability to be able to balance your life, to be happy, to be positive, to enjoy life while being incredibly successful at the same time. So if you don't know who Roland is, Roland has built and sold 24 businesses in the range of $3 million to $4 billion. And so his track record speaks for itself. And on top of that, he's an incredibly positive guy. So let's hear what he has to say. Let's hop into it with Roland Frazier.
I know I'm a positive person. My wife says I have a sunshine pump, right? It annoys her sometimes that I'm as positive as I am. And I get it. You know, I could be annoying to be around because it's like, you know, oh, the sky is literally falling. Yeah, but think of what we can do with that, you know? So it was really easy because I just had to be myself, but I had to make the effort to put it together. And it was a lot of work.
Where do you think that comes from?
I don't know. I really don't. I think it, I mean, I guess it comes from a lifetime of being interested in psychology and sociology and business and performance and leadership and goal setting and personal development. That's just how I have chosen to think. I don't think you're born that way. I think there are people that have chemistry that can inhibit them from being able to do that. But short of that, I think it's mostly just what do you feed yourself with? And so I don't watch the news. I don't watch I don't listen to all of the bad things that are out there. I don't get myself tied up in the political turmoil. I turn all that off. And almost everyone else that I know who is successful does the same thing, because I am not choosing to have an impact in those areas. If I was going to run for office or I was going to support somebody, then I'd probably tune into the political stuff, but I'm not. And therefore I get what they put at in my direction, and I'll deal with it. And I'm okay with that because I've got other priorities. So I think one of the biggest things for me that helps me be that way is that I know what I want to focus on, and I'm comfortable with choosing not to focus on everything else. And therefore I kind of tune that stuff out, yet somehow I hear about all of the things that are important in the news. If there's a fire down the road, somebody's going to tell me. If there's, you know, some big thing that's happened, I'll know about it. So I think that's part of it, is filling your head with everything that is not negative, choosing to focus on the things that are positive and to actively look for the things that are opportunities in times of trouble are really important. And I've gone through some interesting, challenging times. So, you know, that doesn't hurt either to know that you can do that. But that's, I guess that's probably it more than anything, is you really got to be careful what you allow into your life.
What are some of the, I would say like benchmark, say books or podcasts or events in your life that really helped you, that like kind of laid the foundation of how you think and how you stay positive? So for me, you know, reading Think and Grow Rich was one of those things that, you know, changed it for me. What were some for you?
Yeah, I didn't read Think and Grow Rich until, you know, well into my entrepreneurial career. I had heard about it a lot and I had lots of copies of it. I just never had taken the time to read it. But I like, if I was looking at books, you know, from a finance standpoint, one of the most early books that I read that I found was really helpful was, it was actually started out as a series of giveaways that a bank commissioned a guy named George Clason to write. And ultimately these little pamphlets that they gave out were assembled into a thing called The Richest Man in Babylon, which is a great book about finance. And so I think that and Siddhartha, Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Those were, you know, really benchmark books, Ruiz's 4 Agreements, those kinds of things. M. Scott Peck's The Road Less Traveled. I was always into that. Oh, and then the Wayne Dyer books, you know, Your Erroneous Zones, Pulling Your Own Strings, Even Winning Through Intimidation with Robert Ringer, who's now, I think, back. Those books all really helped me see ways to think positively, I think. And then also I became really enamored with psychology. So I read all of, you know, B.F. Skinner's books and all of those things. And so I was, you know, I remember doing book reports in high school on transactional analysis from I'm Okay, You're Okay and things like that. And, you know, and that really helped me. It was like when I didn't understand, I guess a lot of it is understanding people in a way that causes you not to feel persecuted by them or singled out or resentful. And I found like initially transactional analysis was really helpful because it's, they use a PAC thing, parent, adult, child. And at any given time, we're even the cover is like at any given time, this person is coming from a place of being a parent, which is like an authoritative dictatorial kind of place. An adult, which is a logical, caring place, or a child, which is kind of a emotional, maybe fearful place, or just, you know, ignorant in the true definition, they just don't know. And then they're interacting with the other person who's coming from one of those. So they can match up in good ways, adult, adult, or in bad ways, parent, child. It's kind of interesting. And I think that like, really it's, I guess if I was going to break it down even more, it's frameworks. Frameworks are incredibly helpful to me because they allow us to move through the world in a very efficient and effective way. And so whether it's the framework of like Dennis Waitley's Psychology of Winning, which was very impactful on me, or Tony Robbins' adaptation of the Bandler and Grindler stuff, you know, Grindler stuff, that like all those different frameworks of how to think and process the things like from Tony really helped me with modeling. He was the first person that I heard say, if you think the thoughts and do the actions of the people who have achieved the success you want, then you're likely to replicate that success. Limited, of course, by physics and things like that. But I was like, that's really cool. So basically now it's all here for us because we didn't invent business, as one of my partners says, right? We didn't invent this stuff. It's all been done before. So all we have to do is find the right model to work with. And then masterminding, which was Napoleon Hill, you know, I got that, right? The getting together with other people who can help you, and that, I don't know who said you are the average of the five people that you spend time with, but that's definitely to me true. So always be elevating that while still reaching out and helping others. Then that masterminding, modeling, and then mentoring, finding people who are the experts that you can then model. That 3M strategy has been kind of my thing, right? Is if I can model successful mentors and then mastermind with groups of them, then that's going to keep me feeling pretty good, right? And even when I'm falling, then I've got people supporting and making good decisions about, you know, the person that you choose to have in your life as your spouse or partner, and, you know, that kind of stuff, and your friends. It's all filters. It all comes down to that, I think, is, you know, filter the information you put in, filter the friends you allow to influence you. That's really critical. And then find ways to process the things that you allow in frameworks that are effective. And Charlie Munger is, to me, like what he said about mental models. He said, you know, we really move about in the world best when we have, I think he said, a lattice work of mental models to help us, and that go across disciplines so that we know the different models for different things. When you start putting all that stuff together, then you can move very, very rapidly to accomplish almost anything. And when you can move very rapidly to accomplish anything, and you're not blaming yourself or other people around you for your circumstances, and you're accepting responsibility, and you know you're in control because you have the ability to adjust the filter and find the frameworks and then apply them, then you kind of have to be happy.
So guys, what do you think? What did you learn from Roland here that you can apply into your own life to help you stay more positive, optimistic, and most importantly, happy? Roland gave some great suggestions here. Being interested in things on a regular basis, curious about things, that helps. but also surrounding yourself with positive people and not allowing negative things into your mental space, not watching the news, not tuning into negative social media. That can really bring a person down much more than you think it can. It may be exciting to watch reels or clips on social media that give you a quick dopamine hit, but over the long run, watching more negativity will really affect your mood and your general happiness overall. And so what do you feed yourself with? That was the question I'm going to leave you with. What do you feed yourself with and how is it affecting you? And it says a lot because Roland is a very optimistic and positive guy, and he's created amazing results in his life. 24 businesses sold in the ranges of $3 million to $4 billion. That's fantastic. So it speaks volumes. So what do you feed yourself with? Take that home. You guys, if you haven't listened to the full episode, I highly recommend it. Episode number 560 with Roland Frazier. If you like what you're hearing and you want to make sure you don't miss any of these tips, please subscribe, leave us a review, and share with your friends. See you on the next episode.